sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is up, everybody? Coming to you live from Radio Row here in Phoenix. Action-packed, and we just started.
And I found you. Yeah. I've been searching all over the country. I was like, I got bad direction yesterday. You put me on different cities and states, and here I am, live at Media Row.
It's been cool. You know, you asked me yesterday, atmosphere, and obviously, you know, it starts slow.
Yes.
You know, it's already picked up. This is the first time this has happened. A guest has come early.
I like
no,
it's preparation at its finest.
It's definitely awesome. We're ready to go.
Well, I think if you're going to be in this league, like, timing is important, right? How to time the gaps and the holes and like how to break through, and you know, so you want to be early.
Well, here's the first and foremost. Let's introduce our first guest today, Rashad Jennings. How are you, Rashad?
I'm amazing. How y'all doing?
Not too bad. I was really a little nervous. Okay, and you're going to find out why.
Okay.
Matt and I have a love-hate relationship.
Nice. I love him, he hates me.
Yeah, I was even going to say a hate-hate relationship. All right, I love the guy to death, but, and you're going to find out why. He thinks he's a motivation speaker.
Okay.
He's heavily into health and fitness.
Right.
And I'm like, I might as well just sit back and let the two of you guys just go, because I'm sure this is the way this direction is going to go. Now, I'm going to get a lot of street cred, because my wife and my daughter watch Dancing with the Stars.
Come on.
You know, so we don't need to talk football. We don't need to do anything. We're just going to have a good time. So you want to start with health? I mean, that's your thing.
So historically, I invented the pizza diet. This is back before science was really the prevalent driving force in nutrition. So before macronutrients and tracking macros and flexible dieting was a thing, I had a pizza diet that I wanted to show pizza was a healthy food. So I applied science, discipline, hard work, motivation, and I became a professional bodybuilder at 41 years old with a pizza-only diet. And as the science has evolved, now I'm doing cold plunges and sauna treatment to raise human growth hormone naturally. So to get all the benefits out of aging and performance and muscle density, muscle maturity. And then
here's why it's really ridiculous, this whole story of his. Okay. Now, all of that is true, but he rode a bicycle from Tampa, Florida to New York City. And I say, you can eat a gallon of ice cream every day. If you ride a bike from Tampa to New York City, you're going to lose weight, right?
Yeah, it depends on, you know, you got to figure out what's going on behind the scenes. Like, it depends. Like, we can have crazy analogies, crazy clickbait ideas, but you got to really dive into it. For example, I say there's no such thing as overtraining. And that's a trigger word, especially you understand it.
For sure.
The fitness world.
Of course.
I don't believe in overtraining. I believe in what? Under-resting. So it's just a philosophy of how I look at it. Meaning, work as hard as you possibly can in the gym. The rest.
See, I've always told you that you can't motivate me.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You bore me. You can't. I'm already motivated. I'm getting ready to join a gym just because it's 12 seconds.
No, but you're right, because in the combat sport world, we saw everybody was building the fight camps up to the fight, and then there was nothing for the recovery aspect.
Right.
Now athletes are learning that the recovery aspect of training is equally, if not more, important than the actual, you know, combat that they do, the sport they do.
Absolutely. So pizza only, though. Now, what did you?
So,
Is that heavy carb based?
So I switch out different crusts.
Okay.
So I use a whole wheat low carb crust, high in fiber, so a dietary fiber. I use a high gluten New York style pizza. I use cauliflower, I use flax and millet, so grain free, gluten free, easy for digestion. So I get all my micro and macronutrients out of pizza. And after 16 weeks, I became a pro natural bodybuilder at 41 years old. Yes, sir.
But he's not an author. Yeah, he's not. Well, no, he's not an author.
Okay.
But you know, but talk about the motivational speaking part. So I started to do that myself. And when I wrote my book, I wrote it from a place of destroying other people's premises, concepts to show my superiority over them. And by the time I came to publish, I had matured. And I said, you know what? I don't need to extinguish someone else's flame for mine to shine brighter. So I scrapped the book because it wasn't the right reflection of who I am as a man. And so I have to rewrite it. I got to start all over.
Hey, I respect that. Mm-hmm. I have respect for that.
So let's get started, but I don't know where to start because your list, you've done 412 things in the last 2 days. How do you have time? You're talking about resting. Right. Do you rest at all? Because you know, author, the motivational speaker, you know, the Dancing with the Stars, which I know was not easy to do. You know, all the preparation and all that. I mean, how do you have time to do all this stuff?
I don't sleep that often. I'll be very honest. I do have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, so maybe that. Maybe my energy levels are just out of the world.
Red blood cells is what, you know, increases red blood cells.
Yeah.
Matt doesn't let me sleep.
He doesn't let you sleep.
Well, he says I don't have many sleeps left.
True.
Okay. So stay away.
Exactly.
And when it's all over, I'm going to have the microphone. So, yeah. You know, he's motivated to stay awake.
That's awesome.
Talk about your books as we're bouncing all around.
Yeah, man. My first book I wrote, titled The It in Life. It's a play on words, and you spell out the word life. It was in the middle. So I went through 15 chapters, kind of exploiting how pivotal that one word is to the success and failures of our lives. And and from that became a New York Times bestseller. It opened me up to continue to write books. I wrote a 4-book kids series called Arcade and the Triple T Tokens Chronicles. And I wrote that with the intentionality of making reading different for young boys. I'm sure you appreciate this, but we've understood how they made potato chips today, not having the ability to eat one, those actually neurons are released in our brains, and so it actually becomes an addiction. It's a amount of carbohydrates, sugar, and sodium. So I put a combination of plot twists inside of this book for young motherfuckers, and the amount of emails that I received, the amount of comments from teachers and parents, and more importantly, students, how much their kids are reading, how much the student is actually reading because of the ability, inspires me to continue to learn. And I'm working on a book right now, it's called Individualized Work. That's rolling more so into relationships. And one of the things that I'm doing right now is building a platform called How Can I Do It, where men come together and actually talk about what happens when people say the truth. From various ranges, right? And I think that's an important conversation that's not talked about on airway, TV, or anything as marriage. And from a man's perspective, where we can actually converse about things we wish we would have done better, can do better, will do better. Man, people don't know necessarily how to be married, right? You know, how do you handle the in-law situation? Whose house you going to for Christmas? Or how do you decide to raise a kid? Politics, how much is it? Like, these are questions that if you go ask a 22-year-old who's not married, how would you handle this? Like, I don't know. But if you ask them who's the best athlete, they're going to say they got an answer. If you ask them who's that best artist, they're going to have an answer. But how do you handle marriage? I don't know. Why do you think so many people struggle with succeeding at this art, this institution? Nobody talks about this.
That's interesting. I've been married 40-plus years. We talked, my wife and I talked, I was in the military, I met her while I was in the military. We talked about getting married 2 weeks after we met. And I know I'm the lucky fortunate as you're talking about all that, but I'm thinking about some of the things you said, and you're right, you know, I loved my in-laws. How many people can say that? You know, my in-laws moved 5 houses away from me. And typically, as I tell the story, and I know I can't keep you here all day because I would love to, people said, how bad was it? That's the first thing they say, how bad was it? And my answer is it was bad. It was 5 houses. It should have been 3. You know, it could have been next door. It's awesome. But we talked about 2 weeks. We got married 2 years later, you know, into our 40th year. But it's all because of her that our marriage has gone so smooth. There's no doubt. Because of the in-laws, where do we go? And, you know, I'm like, no, we have to go to my parents. And she's like, all right, then we'll do ours next. You know, it's, but there's a lot of things that just has happened. But I've never thought about it the way you just said.
Yeah, in that conversation right now, today, just because you said that on the airwaves, I guarantee you there are so many men that relate to that right now. And I'm actually going to use that soundbite to continue succeeding in their relationship.
Sure.
And so that's the thing that I'm doing. After I do, what happens when you begin to make a
probably the biggest thing that I could think about my marriage is I'm Jewish. My wife is not. My wife was not. Okay. And as we met and we talked about our future, she said, I'll never convert. And I said, that's great. I don't want you to convert. You know, I don't care what you are. You know, it's kind of like the world we are in today. You know, I don't care. I love you for who you are. And then as we had children and then started to go through Hebrew school, she did convert. But not because I wanted her to. It's because she wanted to. Yeah.
And myself, I'm 18 years. I'm married to a Brazilian girl. And the things you don't think
about.
And
she's threatened to leave numerous times.
She should. She should go. But the thing for our marriage in particular, maybe it helped with your fan base, is when you marry someone from another country, like there's a grave sacrifice that one person's going to make to give up living so close in proximity. You know, her family, her culture, her life is in another hemisphere. And so she made grave sacrifices to be my wife and live in America. But those are things you don't think about necessarily when you're just getting married out of love. And then try to figure out things later on down the line. So, but I'm 18 years in, and same thing, Randy. I give all glory to my wife for her sacrifices, and I look up to Randy for his like marriage, for consistency, and like just being a solid foundation for his children and grandchildren. It's honorable.
The one thing that I did learn, this is humorous, but this is true, is I made a comment, and my parents overheard this when I said I married up. And they're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean? What are you talking about? They want to know that one.
I said, I definitely married up. Talk about the Dancing with the Stars, how that whole happened. You called them. They called you. You said right from the beginning, who's taking second place? I'm winning it. How did that whole thing go down?
It is so serendipitous how that happened. So I'm a true autodidact. I'm addicted to learning new things. And every offseason, I picked up a new art. First offseason, I picked up a guitar. Learned how to play at John Mayer Inspire. That's what inspired me to pick up a guitar. The next off season, I picked up magic tricks, you know, a buttload of magic tricks. The next off season, I picked up Olympic style fencing. The next off season, archery. The next off season, poetry. Every single off season is something. The last off season in the NFL, I was at one of my buddies sitting there having a good time eating. When the TV, a commercial pops up and people are dancing, synchronized, and it looked really good. And I remember eating, I was like, yo, dang, that look good, man. What are they doing? One of my friends knew. She said, oh, Rashad, they're doing the cha-cha. What the heck is a cha-cha? She said, that's ballroom dancing. I'm like, what the heck is ballroom dancing? I knew nothing about dance at all, other than getting on those dance floor, move around, sweating and stuff. But like, so I said, you know what? I want to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to ballroom dance. So I train every day in Fort Lauderdale from about 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then I got the rest of the evening. So I decided, after one of my workouts, I'm going to go to one of these ballroom studios and figure it out. I Googled the nearest one, boom, walked in, opened the door, ding. Everybody's just there partnering up all daintily with each other. I look so out of place. I don't know the etiquette. I don't know the culture. I don't know nothing. And I knew I didn't know anything because this is, I look back at myself and say, I'm an idiot. But I walked in and the lady said, I said, I'm looking for the cha-cha. I said it like it was a person.
Right.
And luckily enough, she was like, oh, sir, do you want to learn how to do the cha-cha? I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She pulled me over. She said, would you like public or private? I said, 100% private. Can't nobody see this.
Right.
And she said, we don't have any availability until 2 weeks from today. I said, sure, no worries. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Left. A week from that day. Dance with the Stars call.
Wow.
Never went to that ballroom studio to take a lesson because I went out. So I was going to pay local ballroom studio to teach me, and then they paid me to learn.
Wow. That's the best part of the story.
In the first dance we learned how to do was a cha-cha.
Wow.
So very serendipitous how all that ever happened. And I never seen the show, and I'm thankful I didn't, because remember, I wanted private lessons.
Yeah.
I didn't know this thing was going to be. It's because my publisher said, hey, this is a good opportunity. You know, you get to learn how to dance, and because you've been talking about you want to learn how to dance, and it'd be a really good, and they're going to pay you. And I've just said, okay, from there.
Right.
And I was out in front of the entire world dancing.
So I got to inject that mindset that you have of always pushing yourself, trying new things, adventure. So many people are controlled by fear and judgment and anxiety and stress that they would never try something new. They're set in their ways. But that's what the next generation needs to overcome. Like, in my opinion, I think that's the biggest thing. And for you to live by example, that every offseason you do something outside the box, man, that's what's up.
Well, Rocky said that. It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up, you know, and try again and move on. So tell me, you first go out there. I mean, do you kind of, you're a competitor, you're an athlete. Do you look around and see who the competition is right away, or?
I didn't know how to size up the competition. So like football, I know how to look at your body and kind of figure out where your weaknesses may be at.
It would be my body.
You know, buffet. Yeah. A buffet is his weakness.
Yeah. I can tell if somebody could take a hit just by looking at them. And but dancing, I don't even know.
You don't know what to, yeah.
I don't even know what I'm looking at. So no, I didn't size up competition. I legitimately went out there with the idea of I want to learn how to dance. I didn't think that I was going to make it to the next episode. I definitely didn't think I was going to win. That was the last thing on my mind. Until about week 7, when America didn't vote me off, and I looked and it was only like 5 of us left. I was like, yo, what if I win this thing? And sure enough, I got to the finale, and America voted me to win. So it was great. But I tell you what, though, I encourage anybody. You have somebody, especially guys, if you got a special lady, take a ballroom dancing. Allow yourself to be vulnerable. Allow yourself, right, for in that moment to take on something you've never done. And watch what happens, right? And I correlate the relationship of ballroom dancing to a man and a woman. The only reason a guy exists on a dance floor is only one woman, and that's to make her feel good.
Right.
And the more you do a better job at making her feel beautiful for some reason from the outside, you look better as the man. And so I learned that through dance, and I really enjoyed it. I actually teach dance now, and I'm going to keep on going.
Where do you teach at?
Any and everywhere, man. I got a studio I work with in San Diego. I got a studio down in Virginia, back in my hometown. I do once a year, I'll put on a free clinic. But I fell in love with it, man. I go everywhere I go.
I want to put something together, either in Fort Lauderdale, you mentioned Fort Lauderdale, or we're in the Tampa Bay area. We'll put a whole ordeal together and bring you down in, you know, I don't do a lot of things outside of my box and stuff, but I want to do that.
You appreciate it, man. You really will.
Well, and again, I don't care if I appreciate it. You're right. My wife will appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Which you will receive the after effects of that appreciation.
What's next for you? You say every year. So have you picked something for this year?
So I'm very interested in taking accident classes. Why? It's because I want to start. Next time y'all talk to me, I might do an interview like I'm from France. I might talk the whole interview like I'm from another country. I want to learn how to speak accents.
Which is funny. A lot of actors you don't even know. The star of Hawaii 5-0 is, I think, Australian. The fire chief in Chicago Fire has an accent. It's unbelievable. But, you know, he's able, you know, through training and all that kind of stuff. So, next book, you have more books coming? Or?
Yeah, it's called Individualized Words. That's the next book that I'm working on. If you look at the dictionary, you know, there was 322 new words added. And if you ask yourself, who added these words to the dictionary? If you ask yourself, where did these words even come from? Why are they in the dictionary the way they are? Okay? Lexiconographers put that together. Those are the people that are in charge of writing what these words mean. And they aren't in charge of giving the meaning of the words. They're in charge of explaining what society at large means when they say it. Mm-hmm. So these words are constantly changing by definition, not necessarily by its totality of meaning. So individualized words, there's a lot of, and this comes from relationships, right? If you tell somebody, I care for you, what does that mean to you, right? Like, so there's a, and what does that mean to you? If he said, I care for you, you're going to believe he means we'll be right back.
State of Florida, you're handling that. So when you come through, I'll cook for you, provide the food, and we'll do the training, and we'll do the ballroom dancing, and we'll just like change lives on the spot.
I'm game for it.
We'll definitely get it done. If you're coming on, we're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, some gear, some swag, as well as a box of some of the best salsa you've ever had from Blue Smoke Salsa. So I appreciate your time. Let's go hit a quick break, and we'll set up the next buffet. We'll be right back.
Great job.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I didn't get to brag about myself. Appreciate you, man. Bye. Maybe I'll break us too. But I think that you'll slow down. When your turn here comes around. Maybe I'll... This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Media Row in Phoenix, Arizona. I know media, Randy, you tell me years and years and years for not being a fan. You can't cheer. You can't have favorites. But how's the
hardest? Hold on a second. Hold on.
Rashad Jennings is now my favorite athlete.
Well, first of all, you're not supposed to say it in front of him. So you walk away and then you say how cool it was and it's awesome.
What a vibe.
He's going to teach me how to ballroom and cha-cha.
What an energy, though. I mean,
how to eat three plates at the buffet.
There are more people like the world, like the world be a better place.
I told you, you cannot motivate me. There is nothing that you can ever say. Listen to me. There's nothing that you can ever say that will motivate me. I'm ready to learn how to dance because of Rashad.
Do you remember last week when you said, I might go to the gym? And I was like, I might, if I do. And I said, your words are powerful. Like, he wrote a book about the word if and how powerful it is.
No, you're right.
Words are impactful. You have to be convicted. But I'm convicted that I'm excited to be here.
Good guy. Very, very, very good guy.
Media Row feels like Media Row.
He couldn't wait to get out, get away from us. You know, we were like, I really enjoy talking to the man. Very, very cool.
He's on an 8 count. You got to get to the next studio.
Yeah.
Next booth. It does feel like Media Row. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this is Miami almost. It's similar.
Yeah. You know, feel. Miami, Atlanta. Randy Grimes, former Buccaneer, getting ready to come over here momentarily.
Yes.
And we'll find out what's going on with him and his life, and obviously the life that he has turned around. Then we kind of have some open time. Jamal Hill coming in the second hour. Somebody just got moved.
Yeah, that's kind of the name of the game at Media Row. It's like the schedules change and things run long, some run short, and you take opportunities when they get them. So it's nice to have some open spots so we can kind of fill them in with our own stuff.
Yep.
And if somebody walks by, you just grab them. Like, hey, sit down.
The thing about here is, you know, you get pulled, you get dragged. You know, you're going to one place. Oh, by the way, rumor has it, Seth freaking Rollins later today.
That's not a rumor. That's confirmed.
Seth freaking Rollins.
He's coming on.
Chris Sims, trying to get Randy's attention. Trying to get Randy's attention. Tell Randy, let's go. We're good.
Randy.
We're good.
Randy.
You know, it's because of Randy that I always remember his name.
Yeah, well, it's easy. You should just only hang out with people named Randy. Or actually only know people named Randy. and a guy named Steve. I guess he's kind of important.
Well, because of the hair and...
It feels good to be back, though. It feels good to be back on Media Row.
Yo. Hey, there's two of us.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't. You should have.
What's up? Welcome back.
Good to see you,
back to the show. How you doing?
I'm there. Scott Stevens.
Come on down, Scott.
We got another hit.
We need the other hit. Hey, we're going to put together.
See you, bro. I'll be around here.
It's that long one.
Yeah, so it's like a reunion. It's all over again. Sometimes. Every time I come down Radio Row, it's good to see you, Ray.
Hey, you know I'm going to be here.
Good to see you.
Can't miss it.
That's what makes this fun, though. The familiarity of year after year.
14th year.
How
many for you?
This is only my third.
Really? Football, so. Three in a row? Or?
No, I did Miami, and then I did Tampa, and then today.
Well, so, Tampa was a ghost town.
It was. With COVID, changed everything.
Yeah, that was terrible.
So, terrible heads up.
Are y'all still on 5 minute break?
So we're good. We're still not connected here. Got extra people. And
you filming this?
Yes, Steve. As a live feed.
I'll make sure you're not spit.
You have a good side or a bad side?
No, I don't have. They're both bad. I'll just make sure I don't spit.
So what's going on, guys?
Living the dream. How about you?
We talked, I think it was last year.
And
then there was an event, I think, up in Plant City. A boxing event or something.
So
we need to reconnect and talk about that as well.
Pro Box.
Right, I told you.
You know, which I think Tony and DJ's there, right?
DJ Tony is the DJ for Pro Box.
Is he really? Yeah. Okay.
You know, so that's all in our circle.
Coming back to me now. A lot of blows to the head.
No, for sure. What's been going on in the last year? How have you been? How
same
have you both
old,
been?
Same old thing. Still working with the NFL. And I brought Scott with me because he's got a powerful story about sudden cardiac arrest. Of course, that's a hot topic right now with DeMar and everything that happened with him. So it happened to his son. So we're having a good time this year.
Well, tell the story.
Well, my son was Cody Stevens. He was a 6'9", 300-pound high school football player getting ready to go play college football. He walked by me one day and took a nap. Said, Dad, I'm tired. I'm going to take a nap and didn't wake up.
If you just fix that for me. There you go.
Bye. He died of sudden cardiac arrest. Terrible event. And we went from having a high school hero in our house to the loss of only parents know. And I found out that if he would have had a simple ECG as part of his sports school, or part of his exams, his last couple of years of high, he probably would still be with us. You know, our NFL players are screened, and our college kids are now being screened for the most part. It's time to move them in the middle of the high school.
Absolutely.
And I've got a foundation that goes to any school in the state of Texas and screens kids for $20. And we're finding that about 200,000 screens, about 1% of them need some help.
Wow. And which is 1% too many.
I'm going to tell you what, the people will tell you this is rare, but I'll tell you it's not rare enough.
Right. One is too many.
One is too many. And it is preventable. I live with that word every day. And I don't want parents to do that. So in Texas, I got a lot. Students get a sports physical, they can get an ECG. And Pennsylvania's passed that now, and it's working its way through about 20 state houses. And hopefully one day it'll be just like a concussion test. It'll be a part of our standard of care.
With the awful world, the awful political world that we live in, how long do you think it's going to take? Obviously, it should be shorter than whatever number you're going to say.
Well, I can tell you it took me 7 years in Texas. And Texas is pretty proactive. We have AEDs in all our schools. We have them on our sidelines. But it's not a perfect test. What test is? What screening test is? You know. And so there's pushback. I do think that there will be a day that is part of our standard of care, and I hope that it's in my lifetime. But, you know, I'm 62 years old, and to have a goal of 25 years is probably not realistic.
Well, that just hurt me because I'm the same age, and you know, I'm like, wow, countdown. He doesn't let me go to sleep at night.
He's scared.
Yeah, he says
he says you're going to die in your sleep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell a quick story. So we're at a UFC event in Jacksonville, and he wanted to do this stupid thing. You go to Daytona Beach and drive a Jeep on the beach, and he drives a Jeep, and it's just the dumbest thing ever. So about 6 in the morning, I wake up. I have sleep apnea. I don't sleep well anyway. And he's in the other bed, we're sharing a room.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm just being specific. In today's world, not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just clarifying.
I'm glad you threw that in.
So, you know, I'm like, hey, are you up? Yeah, I'm up. I go, you really want to go do this thing in Daytona? You want to go back to sleep? And I got to be clean because this is FCC radio. This idiot says to me, hey, you don't have many sleeps left. So let's stay awake.
You don't want to waste it. You don't want to waste it. Well, and the motivation for him to stay awake is that, like, when he does pass on, I'm going to inherit the microphone and the radio show, and I'm going to keep this brand alive. So he wants to keep control.
Back to the story and what you're trying to get passed through. In the state of Florida, Randy, do you know, is anything going on there? What do we need to do?
There's an organization there.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful organization there called Who We Play For. And they are working on getting it passed through the state. And got really close last session. So I'm hopeful that if I could get one of the big other, I call them the big three, New York, Florida, or California, to follow Texas, I think it would spread so much faster.
Well, I happen to know some council people, city people, you know, in Tampa and Pinellas. And
it's been passed in several counties and school districts. Wire, one I know, has passed it, but it hadn't been passed up.
What is the issue other than it's politics?
How are you?
What is the issue?
You know, it costs. I mean, $20 is $20. What if the grandmother's raising 5 students and she can't afford $100 and my foundation in there to pay for it? We will.
Right.
There's it's not a perfect test. There's little Johnny's going to be scared whenever he's told he's got a false negative. So there's a lot of pushback.
And Scott tells a great story about how the physicals hadn't changed since when we went through in 1979 to what they are today. And technology has got so far, why hadn't it caught up with today's technology, you know, the physicals that they get now?
Right.
So just adding this simple test to a $7 test will save a lot of lives. He's already saved a lot of lives.
Absolutely.
People, they have screened.
Imagine that you're in a gym and you've got a doctor with 200.
Hold on a second. Let me try to do that.
Okay, so no, I can't do that. It's a place with equipment, Randy. It's where people pick things up. put them down.
There's 200 kids in the gym wanting a doctor to listen to their heart with a stethoscope. We're going to miss about 80% of the heart abnormalities that can cause sudden cardiac arrest. And we can put the computer on their heart, the ECG machine, and catch 86% of it. So going from 20 to 86 for $20 in 5 minutes, it's a no-brainer.
This is a national radio show, so can children in other states contact you?
Absolutely. There are organizations like mine all across the United States. There's a wonderful national organization called ParentHeartWatch.org. But they can go to CodyStevensFoundation.org. Stevens is spelled with a PH. That email will go straight to my computer, and I'll hook them up with somebody in their state.
Now obviously we're at the media row for the NFL, so predominantly, you know, football driven, but this applies to all sports, all school systems?
It does. I want anybody that's required to have a sports physical, I'm just trying to enhance those. I do say that if we go to a school and Billy the Band Guy wants one, let's do it. I don't believe that any student should be discriminated out of it, but student athletes are 3 times more likely to die of sudden cardiac arrest. We've already got a system in place where we're doing some screenings. I just want to enhance what we're trying to do.
That's crazy. Did y'all know that? I had no idea the stats were like that.
No, I had no idea of any of that. Like, I ran cross country. I never got tested for anything. Anything.
American Heart Association says we lose between 7,000 and 23,000 students under the age of 18 or 19 to sudden cardiac arrest.
Now, with this week with the Waste Management International out here, it adds the added old question, Randy, is golf a sport? Like, do they qualify to be the top?
Oh,
golfers.
He's baiting you. Don't let him bait you.
No. The spelling bee test?
my battle cry is screen them all.
Screen them all.
No, absolutely.
No. Along those lines, so I don't know if you've seen on TikTok and the emergence of cold water therapy is the big craze now.
That's been around forever.
I know.
But it's just now getting crazy.
I know. We've talked about that.
And the reason why is athletes use it for inflammation reduction and joint pain, and especially for football and combat sport. Now they're using it for the mental side of spiking dopamine and anxiety and just mental clarity. But there is a risk of heart issues where shocking your body drastically. So with the influence of TikTok, you see the boost and all the millions and millions of views. Maybe there's some way through that process we get all students screened, because they are impressionable by social media, and they are doing it, whether they play a sport officially on a roster or not. They are subjecting themselves to the same kind of things.
That's a great idea.
And if you have a heart issue, cold water can shock you where you go into cardiac arrest and you can lose your life. And I know triathletes have lost their life in Kona, doing Ironmans and such, because of cold water temperatures. So maybe there's a way with the popularity of ice plunges and ice therapy, maybe you can get that through like something a lot faster.
That's right. I heard it causes shrinkage.
Well, I don't know. I'll let you know when it comes back out.
I wouldn't know.
I love Randy.
It's awesome. So what in the Tampa Bay area, you know,
I'm still doing what I do, you know, out there tearing down that stigma that's associated with substance abuse and mental health issues. You know, my message is the same. It's okay not to be okay, but you got to raise your hand and ask for help. It's a leading cause of death right now. Overdoses are for people 18 to 45. We're losing an entire generation of young people right in front of our eyes, especially with the fentanyl that's out there. It's one and done. You don't get second chances. And I just want people, I want parents to have that uncomfortable time. I want to educate as many parents as I can about what's going on, how to talk to their kids, and pretty much everybody. I mean, this is a disease that affects the whole family. Not just substance abuse, but I'm talking mental health too.
Absolutely.
And the good thing about it is, lately, the last 5-6 years, we've been a lot of athletes. There's been a lot of celebrities that are starting to recover out loud. They're sharing more about their mental health issues and struggles and their substance abuse. So that's good. That helps tear down that stigma that keeps people from raising their hand.
There's an upcoming UFC fighter, Patty the Batty Pimbleton, who got emotional after a fight because a friend of his committed suicide through mental health, and he's, you know, the same thing. And when athletes like that, you know, NFL, you know, big bad guys, and, you know, MMA fighters, big bad burly, you know, and they get teary eyed, and they're like, and that's what we need, you know, whatever it takes for somebody, you know, to reach out. You know, that's what we're trying to do. You know, we all have different opinions.
Right.
I go sort of the other way on, you know, I'm not passionate.
You know, I'm like, I'm not passionate, it's not the right word. I'm like, you need to do this. Not, you know, if you need help, if
right,
like, you know, it's, we go the other way. Like growing up, when my kids would fall, we were the ones that would laugh. You know, we didn't like, are you okay? And, you know, fix their tears. We'd laugh at them. And that was our way of making you deal with it. So it's more, you know.
But that was the way you were raised.
Right.
You know, that warrior mentality,
right.
You know, where you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, you know, big boys don't cry, all that stuff. And that's, you know, the kind of things that I deal with working with athletes. You know, so many of them have so much guilt and shame and pride and ego that they won't raise their hand.
Right. Well, I'm, just to jump in, I'm not big boys don't cry. You need to reach out. You know, it's, you know, I don't want to hear about you complain after. You know, if you need help, do it today, not in 3 weeks. There's plenty of people here to help. I mean, to be honest, I've never said this, you know, publicly. I cry all the time. You know, I'm an emotional, you know, I've got some issues and stuff, and I know that, and I'm dealing with it. But, you know, tell me you need help. There's plenty of people, you know, who will stop what they're doing. I would stop what I'm doing, and you guys don't know me like him. I'm like, I don't care about all those people over there, unless you need help. I mean, if you need help, if you were like, hey, first person, I'm the first one there.
That's awesome.
You know, just reach out. Whatever that problem is, reach out.
Put your hand up.
So I have a couple of things to interject here. So one, going back to the cold water therapy, the spike of dopamine actually is the hormone of the brain that causes addiction. So when people are getting addicted to opiates or whether it be alcohol or nicotine or what have you, it's the dopamine that is responsible for the craving sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Cold water therapy, through science, has shown to curb that addiction feeling. So one, you're Tampa Bay, you're local. I own Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida.
I live in St. Pete.
I've lost.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I've lost.
We've both been hit too many times.
I've lost 5 employees in the last 7 years. They work for me. They're part of my family. They become my employees. You can't save everyone from themselves, unfortunately.
And Pinellas is such a hot thing.
Huge, but they call it pills now for a reason, right?
Right.
Problem there, but I have a cold water plunge available at my restaurant. I have food. I have a place of safety. And if anybody's here who you or you know just needs a getaway, a place to then come in and have a slice and conversation and a friend, I'm always available. I'm local. I got no red tape, and I'm a friend of yours, so that makes you a friend of Randy's. And we'll help save some lives together in Tampa Bay.
That's awesome, man. Thank you very much. That's very cool.
I'm a friend of yours, so that makes you a friend of Randy's. I'm not sure how that came out, but okay.
But the point is, but
that's awesome.
But I love to offer my resources to help anybody that can in the area, and to help you with your mission to make this nationwide to save lives. And
one more time, put out you know, your website and email address. There you go. We'll get it up on the website as well.
And proathletesinrecovery.org. Hey, and remember, my book came out this time last year in L.A. We recently released my book. So go to offcenterthebook.com or just go to Amazon and look at Randy Grum's book.
Or just come into the pizzeria on a Wednesday. We'll put you on. We'll be on for 2 hours.
Let's do that.
We can eat.
Then I can eat.
You two can talk while I eat, and it'll work out really, really well.
And then I'll eat while y'all are talking.
There you go. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We're going to get addresses so we can send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa as well.
Cool.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and break. Coming to you live from, I almost said tournament to pizza, from Radio Row here out in Phoenix as we get ready for the Eagle. I can't even say it. That team that wears green out of the Northeast that I was born in against the Kansas City Chiefs. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Center.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat. The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Glenn Fry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, we talk about the liners, and we not getting liners. We need to try to do that while we're here on Radio Row as well. Glenn Fry liner is pretty epic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still more partial to Don
Fry. Am I interrupting whatever you're doing over there?
I would be like Don Fry is like more my school.
He may be,
I know, Glenn Fry. Yeah, and you're like more like French Fry.
Don Fry is very well in the MMA world. But I will still argue with you, MMA and the Eagles, the real Eagles, the Eagles worth talking about.
The Philadelphia Eagles?
No. They're not worth talking about, you know, at all. But, you know, the rock band Eagles, based out of California, the real deal. Pretty excited about what's happened so far, but I'm even more excited about some guests that we have lined up. Former Buccaneer quarterback, good friend of mine. We've told some great stories back in the day. Chris Sims scheduled to be coming on. Seth freaking Rollins. And you got to be careful. It's freaking.
Yeah.
Especially. Well, I think we'll be taping that to play tomorrow. So maybe that I'll put Steve, you know, behind the eight ball, and we'll let him say whatever he wants because it'll be taped.
Did you see Steve like fanboy out over the Dallas Cowboy guy?
God, I've never seen anybody run so fast.
He was so nervous. Like, he got flustered. I thought Caleb was like the biggest like fanboy I've ever seen, but man, Steve takes the
game. I did see Steve because he had a ploy. So, you know, he ran back and changed shirts.
He did.
And he threw on a cowboy shirt.
I didn't know we were supposed to bring wardrobe changes to the media row. I didn't know it was allowed.
Well, almost anything's allowed.
Is it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? Anything goes on media row?
Pretty much. But you just look like a clown. And yes, that's directed to you.
I've done nothing clownish since I've been here. I mean,
well, first of all, we don't know that.
I have regular haircut. I did not color it. I didn't dye it. I don't have my red shoes on.
Do you have shoes on at all?
Yeah, I do. I had to check. I was like, well, maybe I'm, because I do feel comfortable. I'm not going to lie to you. I do feel comfortable on Media Row. I feel like I belong here.
You don't.
I feel like, you know, they should be talking to me.
Again, you don't. You don't belong here.
And I happened to go, we purposely went in different areas this morning.
Yes.
You went to go get your credentials, and I went to have your credentials pulled.
Oh, that's why the security's following me around. I thought I was a fan. I thought they were just fans. I guess they were security.
It was security. You know, they're keeping their eye on you, and I understand them, and I'm good with it.
Somebody probably should keep an eye on you.
So do you want to talk about the game on Sunday, or because it's Wednesday, no?
It's a little early, probably, because all the people are going to talk about the same thing.
I'm just talking about you. I won't talk about anybody here.
I mean, like, media kind of ruined the game for me. Like, I don't look forward to Super Bowl like I used to. I used to really enjoy it. It was my favorite sport by far. But, you know, now, like, I don't cheer.
Well, yeah, you do, but you shouldn't.
I don't care.
I don't care about this game on Sunday. I truly don't.
Is it because of the teams?
Yeah, it's because the Philadelphia Eagles are in it.
What teams are making you the most excited? Don't say Buccaneers.
No. What made me the most excited was the 0-2 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was a different time. It was a different era. The players were different. The social media wasn't around. There was more trust. Things that you could do, media/ the players that you're covering. You know, now because of some of those added things, it was totally different. I can't explain what 0-2 was like. 0-2 was unbelievable. You know, you are friends with some of the players that you are covering. And when I say players, I'm talking Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
I'm talking Warren Sapp. I'm talking Derek Brooks. I'm talking, you know, on and on and on and on and on. So it was different covering the Bucks. One team I can't stand, and the other one I don't really care, you know, if they win or not.
Yeah. I would have changed if it was like 49ers, if the Purdy story would have been here instead, or obviously Alex Kappa being a friend of the show. You know, if the Bengals would have made it, would that change things for you?
If Cincinnati was here, it definitely would have changed it for me because of Alex.
Right.
Now, if Alex was still injured and wasn't going to play on Sunday, then no, it truly wouldn't have changed. And, you know, and Caleb and I talked about it, you know, and I kind of gave him a hard time because he said he was kind of leaning towards and rooting for Kansas City. And I'm like, how can you do that with Alex? And he said, well, if Alex isn't playing, then I'm rooting for Mahomes.
Right.
If Alex is playing, then yeah, I'm going to root for the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah, you know, I get it, sort of.
Now, if you're injured on a team and you get a ring, is that discredited at all?
No, and I'll tell you why. And, you know, I've had thoughts on this. Alex Kappa got a Tampa Bay Buccaneer Super Bowl ring.
He did.
Alex Kappa played the entire season. Alex Kappa, I believe that was the year he played with the broken arm. You know, there was a lot of things that Alex Kappa did and performed and et cetera, et cetera, and then got injured. It was either late in the season, I don't remember, or in the playoffs. So yeah. But there are other players, and I never really asked Keenan McCardell, who has, I believe, interviewed for the offensive coordinator job of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Keenan McCardell got a ring on the injured reserves of.
Okay.
So he got injured early. I don't think he even played, but he got a ring. So it is interesting. You know, you still take it.
Yeah.
You know, you're certainly not going to take it.
Michael Clayton made a $500,000 a catch and got a Super Bowl ring with the Giants.
Right. He had two catches, right?
Two catches for $1 million contract.
That's an interesting way to look at it. And instead of saying Michael Clayton had two catches, what you say is Michael Clayton got paid $500,000
per catch. Right. He just needs more catches.
That's like Gronk getting his $1 million bonus.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure you've seen the video.
But at the same time, you know, to go out and give somebody a bonus or a structure bonus on a play, you know, as a coach or an offensive coordinator, is it not any different than giving Strahan the sack record? Like, if he was, like, laying down plays to give people, like, opportunities to either cement a record attempt or to, like, hit a bonus structure?
Well, first, we don't know. We don't know what I'm about to say.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm about to say.
Okay, but be careful.
But with that said, I'm not 100% sure that the offensive coordinator sent that play in to get Gronk to catch. All I believe, and I've always said this, I believe what I say. It may not be the truth.
Right.
But this is what I believe, that a different play could have been sent in, and Brady changed the play.
Mm.
Brady was going to make sure sure. just like he did Antonio Brown. Right. And, you know, because it's not his money.
Right.
Right. You know, now the coaches, it's entirely different. You know, the coaches work for the GM, who works right. for the owner.
Right.
The talk, and again, I'm not saying, but the Seattle Seahawks did not win the Super Bowl because of not handing the ball to Skittles. Okay.
Right.
And throwing a pass that got intercepted at, you know, the goal line.
Right.
And there was incentives. Now, all we can do is ever assume, and you know what assume stands for, but why did you not hand the ball?
Right, to the greatest, most dominant running back of the era, of that season, of that game.
I don't
know, what are you dumbing down for?
No, I'm saying he was definitely, I wouldn't say the greatest.
He was a dominant player.
Absolutely.
And in that situation, you give it to your best guy and most capable hands. So,
1 hour down, hour number two coming up, bottom of the hour, your UFC light heavyweight champ, Jamal Hill, will be here. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Sign.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.